Hello, hello, and the Good Comedy Podcast. Anna Malo's Kidsman here. I just want to record this quick one because something came to me and I want to share it. And this will be the one that is out of our weekly Wednesday schedule. As I mentioned, like I will always post something weekly on Wednesdays. But sometimes I feel like I record some episodes and I want them to go right away out. Or at least in within 24 or 48 hours, because I feel like it's like an important thing to share at that time. So I decided I am going to also do this pop-up podcast. But one other thing came to me. I was just listening to somebody else's podcast, as I do. I love to do that. And I always say hello in the Good Company podcast, and I'm Anna Malo's Kidsman, but I really don't say who I am. And a lot of people are having this like long, I'm this and this and this, and this is the purpose of the podcast. And well, I feel like I need to add it because you may say, like, wait, who the heck are you and why you are here? Who are you and where did you come from? As we sometimes like to joke in our family. Well, and I was thinking about it, and I'm not an expert, and I'm going to add that line, but the only thing I can add is my name is Anna Malus Kitzman, and I am just like you. I'm not an expert in any area. I don't think so. I am passionately curious, and I do this podcast to share my curiosity, my healing, my growth journey with you, and anything I learn, anything I found out, anything interesting that comes up for me. In order for you and possibly me and possibly you to have a better, more fulfilling, more aligned life. So yeah, it's so funny because I really don't feel like I want to add, my experience in corporate world. It doesn't matter, I am just here again, passionately curious, as my favorite person, Albert Einstein said. I don't have any specific talents. I am only passionately curious, and I always, and I'm getting chills. I always very resonated with this statement. And honestly, I truly believe, just like you and me and I, we are really a genius machines. We are a genius creatures. We are a souls having a experience, body experience on this earth. And I don't feel like I want to add anything else. If you just enjoy my talks and my thoughts and suggestions and tricks and tips, I'm so happy you are here. But really, I don't want to have this like long intro who I am and where they come from. I am just like you. And also maybe empowering you, inspiring you to do things that, maybe not you don't do 100% well. Like, I don't think so. I'm like extra great at podcasting, but I love it. And that's why I'm doing it. And I love this idea of hopefully contribution in some way, contributing in some way to your growth and healing. And I love this idea of freedom that it gives me. So that's another portion of that podcast, kind of inspiring you to do things that are maybe scary and you are not 100% good at. Anyway, that was a rant to start with. But I want to just record this quick one because something came to me. I did this recently, this post on Instagram about my experience with my daughter's swimming classes. And when I posted it on Instagram, and I will share this story really quickly, something right a couple days after, something really came to me. What does it really mean? So basically what happened is, my both daughter, I signed them up for swimming. They both, Lila is a great swimmer. She taught herself. Senna is really, loving water and trying her best. But I signed them up for classes, and oh my God, how much I hated to go to those classes. And I didn't know why. And I started sitting on these classes. My daughters were swimming, and you, as a parent, you sit and wait. And I was sitting there and I was like, why did I hate that much? What is this about? And I started digging, and each class something came up. And as a kid, and what came up for me finally is as a kid, I was forced to go to swimming classes. In Poland in that time, it was so hard to get into any sport, your kid. So, bless my parents, mostly probably my mother. She signed me up for those classes and I had to go there. I became really good at swimming. That's another note, but I hated it. I hate every portion of it. I literally, when I was coming to these classes with my daughters now, I was just like cringing. My body was cringing. And I just, when I started digging, I was like, oh my God, I remember how I hated this cold water, this moment when you like come from, especially like in the winter. Oh my God. You come from like you outside and you have to put your swimming suit. It was already cold, I remember, in the swimming pool area. And then you have to plunge into this cold water. Then these coaches that were screaming constantly. Then the whole swimming pool area, in communist Poland, post-communist Poland, it looked like literally like hospital, not a swimming pool. It smelled like chlorine and hospital. I don't know. I just like cringe. And then, oh my God, and then after, I didn't do it in my post, but I just remember my mother was just like, oh, always like drying my hair and like shaking my head, like, oh my God. And I hated that part. And I was like, always like, oh, as a kid, gentle, sensitive snowflake. So yeah, so I was coming to these classes with my daughter and all these things were coming up and I had to like think about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, they really didn't have any other option. They did our best. They tried to put me in sports. So that's why they wanted me to go. Probably they didn't want me to give up. But then when I was in these classes with my daughter, my older daughter, who is a great swimmer again, she came to me and she's like, mom, I don't like it anymore. I don't want to do it. And I remember doing it for months and 1 month with my parents. And I heard, no, you have to do it. You have to do it. And I just was like, okay, so, I understand. What do you want to do instead? Because it's not like you're not going to do anything. Like, choose some other sport and what do you want to do? So it was so beautiful and amazing to give her this opportunity and, like, at the same time, give this my little one. My little child inside this opportunity of having that choice. And she's like, okay, mom, I'm not going to swim. I want to do horse riding. And we are doing it. And she truly enjoys it. She truly, like, I can see that it gives her, she's interested. She's always excited to go to that class. And so it was just amazing to give her this opportunity of choice, which I didn't get. And then the other thing was interesting to see, it was Senna, who is just like, can not wait to go to the swimming pool. She is just like, every Friday and every week, it's like, when is our next class? She's just, not super good at swimming, but she's not giving up. She's just working so hard and just loving every moment of it. And seeing that for me, who like, came from the place like, oh my God, I hated it. I was like, oh my God, like there are people who, and somebody who can really enjoy that. And they were probably kids that really enjoy that. So there may be like a joy experience in it. And for some reason, that was really healing to me too. And like understanding and seeing it in front of me, this kids, my kids experiencing this, swimming situation differently. And then differently or giving Lila opportunity to kind of say no to it, right? Because she didn't enjoy it. And then finally you were asked, how does it apply to my life right now, right? Well, as a kid, I think what I took from it is that I have to do things I don't enjoy, which is really interesting because it's completely opposite to my human design and who, like how I should manage my energy. I should always follow things that really give me energy so I can produce the more energy so I can share more energy. So anything that is really not feeling good in my body and I don't enjoy, I shouldn't be doing. But this whole swimming situation, I think as a kid, I register it as that in life, you do things that you don't enjoy because of some other, like because we paid for it, because we committed to it, because we have to, because it's healthy. I can do other sports that are healthy. because I don't know, your mother or father, you know, waited in line for hours to get it, right? Because somebody else did the effort, and kind of removing my need, removing my what I think, removing what I want. And I think that's what I got from it, that you do things you don't like in life because you have to, because of something else outside of you. So having this opportunity to digest the situation through eyes of my daughters, heal it thanks to Lila, giving myself opportunity to say no and giving her opportunity to say no and choose something different. And again, you know, I can do it right now because I have so much more opportunities versus my parents, who had probably like swimming, and I don't even know. I think my brother was like in base, not baseball, and in, oh my God, koszykówka. I forgot how it is in English. In basketball. So it really gave me opportunity to digest this information and kind of this pattern and this type of thinking that I had, and I kind of you know, took on during childhood. It allowed me to consciously tap into it and rethink it, right? Like now I really understand, and like I feel more allowed and more free with that part healed to some level and conscious. I'm conscious of that. Like when I make choices, is this really my choice? Is this really something I want? Or is this some kind of outside pressure that I feel, or, you know, societal ruling that I am conforming to? So you would think small swimming class, so much learning, so much growth, so much healing. And that brings me to a final thought. And I'm wondering how long is this episode already? It's supposed to be a shorty. But the final thought that came to me after posting this post and thinking about it more, surprise, surprise, I was thinking about something more, is, we don't have to go to Bali and take ayahuasca to have those deep healing, understanding, awareness, consciousness, moments and opportunities to heal and grow. It's all really about, and I'm getting like damp of chills right now. It's really a lot about being present with yourself and observing yourself. Again, this is something I said before, observing yourself with any heightened situation of emotions or body discomfort or whatever it's coming up. And again, I finally am able to really tap into this, naming it heightened emotions. Heightened emotions, sorry, phone call. Not negative, notice not negative, not bad emotions. There's no such a thing. Heightened emotions, they are all good. They're energy emotions that's showing you something. It's like a sign on the road, as I call it. And we can have those when we are present, when we are observing ourselves, when we are, you know, digging into the reactions, you know, like I did. I went to the swimming class and I just felt discomfort and I felt aggravation and I felt a lot of this discomfortable and like, icky emotions and feelings in my body, and I started asking why, and then these memories start clicking and coming back. And then when I started analyzing the situation with Lila coming in and saying, hey, can I quit this swimming class, came in. So you see what happened. It's kind of like tapping to yourself and again observing yourself whenever you have this heightened emotions. And that brings me to something that I hope to explore in the future, is I also often, you know, I'm really excited now when I get not, you know, like strong emotions that are like more dense, like I'm aggressive. I feel aggression. I feel irritation. I feel frustrations. I feel annoyed. I feel angry. I love that. But I also want to tap in those emotions that are more pleasant, right? Like I want to see And I really want to observe and go into, hey, when I'm getting really excited and why am I getting really excited? What really excites me? What really makes me happy? What really makes me full and at peace? I kind of want to dig into that more, which I feel like I already do because that's how I follow and do things I do right now. But I want to pay more attention to that. So that was a short, long one today. So again, you don't need to go to Bali and take ayahuasca to have deep growth and healing experience. You can have them anywhere, anywhere, everywhere, anywhere, at all times, whenever you stay present with yourself and observe yourself. But if you go to this Bali and take ayahuasca and you have extra spot, please take me with you. You know, I do these things because I'm just curious. I'm curious about ketamine, so I will do it. I am not ready to take ayahuasca. I think I'm going to be ready now, and I think I'm going to take it. And it's not because I think I'm broken. It's not because I feel like I want to have a deeper experience, which I love, but I also am extremely curious, you know, about that experience. And I do different things, you know, again, to not fully and always to deepen my experience, but often out of my curiosity. And, you know, if you want to go to and can go to retreat in Bali and take ayahuasca, do so. But my whole point is you do not have to. You do not have to do that to have a healing and deep and growing experience. And I think with opening of consciousness that everybody is experiencing now, because I feel like we all are in this amazing, beautiful moment of like growth of the consciousness and awareness and awakening. I think a lot, we all can have that experience and those growth experiencing in a very simple setting of our everyday life. Is that it? Is there anything else coming up? I don't think so. But this is what I wanted to share. I hope you enjoyed it. And until the next time, I'm sending you a love and light.